This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I mentioned earlier that the Chinese have more spies around the world than any other country. I think that's a true statement. I've even heard some people say they have more spies around the world than all other countries combined. That's a big number. Thousands of spies. When you're allowed to go to another country from China, it is with the notion, I'm told, that you will gather intelligence. You are feeding the CCP. They don't have any citizens that are coming over here. They have nothing but spies. Now, I will tell you this. You go to China, you will be assigned, people will befriend you, and you'll think, oh, they're just nice. No, they're not. They're there to spy on you. They want to make sure you do everything by the book. And let me tell you, if Brittany Griner isn't enough of a cautionary tale, don't do anything that the CCP doesn't like. Don't talk to people about politics. Don't tell them that their system's bad, your system's good. I know when I lived in China, my thing was, look, I don't care what you people like. If you are enjoying your life, I'm not here to tell you if there's anything different. I'm here to do a job, and that's it. And they ask me questions, I'd say, you know, look, America's got communism. There's nothing wrong with communism when you think about what we all should be doing together. Should we allow roads and bridges to be built because we all want to travel and get to each other? Yeah, we all agree we should do that. We should build better communities. We should have parks and stuff. We should have good schools, not what we have, but we all agree that we should be educating the kids. We might not agree on how, but we agree that we probably should be educating the children. Things like that. There are things where we can all come together and agree. Simple. But we're not communist. Our system is built on capitalism. You got a product, you want to make that product, that product is better than everybody else's product, you'll make millions, if not billions of dollars, and congratulations to you. And China, they struggle with it because they flirt with that notion, but as soon as somebody gets up too high, they can come in and slap them down. You better know you are never in power over there. The Chinese CCP, they run your companies, and they will tell you there have been billionaires kidnapped in China in order to get rehabilitated. They just got a hold of Ma. I don't know where he was, but he was on the run. One of the richest men in China. China's not sending students, folks. They're sending spies. We're going to do a whole show on this at some point. Just talk about China. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to who you're interested in. Who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I struggle attacking other countries because I believe that other countries should govern with self-interest. And that's it. There are areas where we must cooperate as a whole. You know, international waters, for example. How do we treat that? We have to cooperate. We have to cooperate on natural resources. If somebody's out, you know, overfishing the waters, it could cause a serious problem. If somebody is, you know, deforesting at some, you know, in the Amazon or whatever, we got a major problem. Our health. We just had the Chinese introduce a biological weapon. And instead of us cooperating and saying, look, China, take responsibility, let's fix it, but let's take responsibility and let's all look collectively at a solution that isn't going to break the bank, the Democrats and other leftists, other communists, decided to use it as a weapon to steal money from the richest countries in the world. And they did it. And to cause panic. All because they've got this great reset agenda that they want to promote down the road, yada, yada, yada. How sick is that? Pretty sick. So, you know, look, I don't want to badmouth China. I spent time over there. I love the people. I think they are absolutely some of the most amazing people on the planet. The Chinese, as a civilization, there's a lot we can learn from China. There's a lot we can learn from the countries in Africa. How about this, America? How about we just learn to slow down a little bit? How about we learn to not put so much into the capitalist system and understand that there's more to life? How about we all take a little inventory of ourselves? I was thinking about this the other day. You know, I so enjoy music. I would love to write songs. I would love to play the piano better. I play, but I'd love to play better. I'd love to learn another musical instrument. Right now, I'm really working hard on my French. Haven't spoken in a while. I speak like a third grade. I mean, I need to work on it. I need to work on interpersonal skills and things like that. And, I mean, there's so many things I'd like to work on. And you know what I'm spending my time on? This. Politics. One of my buddies called me. I was up in New York. Hey, Kev, listen to the show. Me and Dale, we catch up. But not enough. We haven't seen each other. It's been way too long. And I could say that to many of my other friends. You know, I'm coming up on a pivotal birthday this year. One where I'm going to get everybody together. We're going to celebrate because, you know, these in and zero, they don't come along very often. And so I'm trying to figure out what I want to do there because I'm as sick of this stuff as you are, but I'm going to tell you this, I'm not quitting. It's too important. I don't know how many conversations I have about this, but every time I talk to people, I say this, look, this isn't about me. It's not about you. We're too old. 20, 30 years max we get left on this planet. I mean, maybe a few of us go longer than that, but we don't have that much longer. Why are we spending all this time fighting? I don't even think of it as fighting. We're spending all this time protecting our posterity and stuff. Why do we do it? We have better things to do. We have things we want to do. Things that are on our bucket list. And we're doing it. We're still doing this. And trying to check off bucket list things in between. You know, it's got to be worth it. I think it is. Because, you know, I look at my young son, my youngest son, who's in my face every day, and I'm going, man, I don't want to leave this world for you. The other boys are grown. They're doing their thing. They can fight their battles any way they want. But we got a world we're leaving these guys. Listen, so I'm going to jump off this topic for a bit. I want to talk about Victoria's Secret. Because some things are happening. And by the way, what's happening to them is metaphorical. It's happening to lots of companies around the country, but this one is intriguing to me on a lot of levels, and I want to explore that because, you know, I was going to go into the Hunter Biden stuff, but I think I want to do a completely separate show about China, its involvement, how it's going to tie the Bidens together, and I think we can spend some real quality time on that another day.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Victoria's Secret. What does that conjure up for you? Male or female? It's an iconic brand. And for me, it conjures up beauty. It conjures up perfection. It conjures up femininity. And to me, it was a clean version of Playboy, a brand that could display femininity publicly without pushback. There weren't the LGBT hairy underarm crowd, you know, pushing back. There weren't the feminists pushing back. Victoria's Secret was, you know what, hands off. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Tasteful lingerie. What Victoria's Secret did and what they advertised and how they sort of put themselves out there from a brand perspective was acceptable. And then at some point in the woke era, either feminists attacked them or they thought they could head off a feminist attack and they shifted. They didn't push back on this woke thing. And what Victoria's Secret was doing without even knowing it was they were protecting feminism and true feminism and protecting women. See, true feminism exalts women's sexuality, women's power that comes with being a woman. Because let me tell you something. I know some tough dudes. Their women are tougher. Oh, yeah. Happy wife, happy life, right? So anyway, this guy, he sends me this message about Victoria's Secret. And that's what got me to think about it and decide I was going to talk about it. A brand that spent decades marketing lingerie with runway shows and supermodels to build, to conjure this thing up in people's heads that is all good. All good. Consider what you pay for such a small amount of fabric. Have you ever shopped for your, for such a small amount of fabric? I mean, well, they got like 50 cents, and but the average Victoria's Secret outfit, if they got a dollar in it, I'd be shocked. Talking wholesale cost. You know they got little Laotians making this stuff. But when you consider what you pay for a bra and panty set that you could literally hide in the palm of your hand, you could be a magician and go, poof, there it is, girl. But what you pay for that stuff? I haven't been to Victoria's Secret in a long, 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 long time. But I've been there. Oh, yeah. I don't know many fellas that haven't. And either you went to go buy something for a girlfriend or your wife, or you went to kind of check it out just to see what it was all about, right? You gotta understand what the other side is like. I mean, you know, and I don't mean this in a leftist side. I'm saying you gotta understand what the female psyche is like. And it was a fun time to go in there. And you know, I remember the first time I went in Victoria's Secret, I thought to myself, really, this is it? It wasn't like going into, say, Hobby Lobby. You go into Hobby Lobby, it's like, wow, look at all these things that you can do. Victoria's Secret, man, it's bras and panties and teddies and maybe some sandals or something like that. It's not a lot of stuff when you think about it from a SKU, you know, SKUs, how many products they make. I mean, yeah, you can give them different colors and put frills on them, but at the end of the day, it's lingerie. And as my buddy says, the beauty of lingerie is the brevity, right? Not only in the amount of it, but how quick it comes off. That's what lingerie is about. So anyway, these guys spent decades building this brand where they could charge you I don't know what the prices are now, but 50, 75, 100 bucks for something that costs a dollar. Huge price markup. Nice job if you can get it. Way to go, Victoria's Secret. And the way that Victoria put itself on the map was by showcasing femininity in all its splendor. Their angels became icons themselves. The concept propelled the company to amazing revenue. And name me somebody who competes with them. They dominated. What was it? A Fredericks of Hollywood? You remember that? I barely remember that. I had to really dust off some brain cells, but they were more of a, quote, sleazy version of Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret was the elegant version of lingerie, if that exists. I'm sure it does. I'm sure in people's minds it does. And I'm no fashion maven, so I'm not trying to make out like I know everything about fashion. It's certainly in lingerie. I don't. But anyway, this is what made them dominate. What they did by creating this iconic, almost unachievable woman with these models and supermodels. And what was funny, women didn't like compete when they were like, oh, they're not to be competed with. That's they're to sort of make your man visualize you in that, you know, to sort of elevate his own woman to that level. It wasn't to try to get women to achieve that, but that's not the way woke works. So how do we know it was working? Their balance sheet. Women shopped at Victoria's Secret, folks, in droves. And the shop, if Victoria's Secret was mentioned in movies, it was in TV shows, everything. I'm just telling you, it was like cigarettes back, you know, used to be in TV. When somebody would wear something, you knew it brought Victoria's Secret to mind. Men shop there, as I said earlier, for their spouses and their girlfriends. What more could a franchise ask that is, it's catered towards women. It's geared towards women. That's why I said gatered, for those of you who were paying attention. But it's geared towards women, yet guys will go. There aren't many places like that. And now this once iconic brand languishes. Why? Because it wanted to pivot to wokeness and somewhat diversity, but not diversity the way you think about it. Because let me tell you something. Victoria's Secret has been very diverse in its models. Take it from someone who knows. And in fact, when we were going to talk about this on the show today, my producers got me the stuff, but I went on and looked at Victoria's Secret because I was trying to remember this one model that they had. I just thought this woman was stunning. And anyway, there's a list of them. And as you scroll over the picture, I mean, the name, the pictures would crop up. And it would remember, oh, wow, there's Heidi Klum. Oh, wow, there's Giselle Bundchen or whatever her name is. Oh, wow, I remember that one. I remember that one. And, of course, you remember them sort of maybe in your own little time frame from when you were in your 20s, you might remember that group. And then you got to be 50 and you're like, I don't care about them anymore. But I went down the list, and they had Brazilians, they had Africans, they had Jamaicans. They were so diverse. You could not accuse them of not being diverse in their models. No doubt about it. More when we get back, folks. Keep here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's in California taking a look at just a bit of the devastation that Mother Nature has dumped on the Golden State.
California has really experienced some unprecedented storms.
9 atmospheric rivers that have gone through since right before the new year.
That's FEMA Director Deanne Criswell on Air Force One. Alec Baldwin's vowing to fight and win once prosecutors in Santa Fe, New Mexico, formally charge him with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. This over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in 2021. The Treasury Department says extraordinary measures are now in place to keep the U.S. government from defaulting on its already committed debt. Some House Republicans have demanded spending cuts in exchange for lifting the debt ceiling, but Democrats in the White House want to raise the limit without conditions. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Bed Bath & Beyond, remember they got rid of Mike Lindell's pillows. And there's a meme that shows that it's Mike Lindell going, you took my pillows out, now you're going broke. Well, they didn't go broke for that reason. We went broke for a lot of other reasons. Because their products were too expensive, they had too many retail stores, and a host of other things that, sadly, are plaguing capitalists these days because they all want to go woke. They all want to capitulate to leftism. We need a certain number of black women, white men, Guatemalan midgets. And suddenly, they find themselves, you know, behind the eight ball. And Victoria's Secret is suffering the same plight. Victoria's Secret is now hooked on crack and turning tricks to pay the bills. Talk about your fall from grace. And the reason, folks, is simple. Woke. Victoria's Secret's got kudos because of their woke strategy. And they announced the end of the Angels fashion show 4 years ago. And they vowed to rethink their marketing approach. By the way, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I repeat what I said in the previous segment. You have this iconic brand that's built on elevating women and feminism and saying to them, "You be all the woman you can be, and here's how we're going to make you feel more like a woman, femininity, etc." And it was a power play. Be the best you could have. The best you could have. Guys, we looked forward to the Victoria's Secret show, you know, the runway models. It was idyllic. And I'll get to how it applied to your spouses and what have you, how guys thought about it. And I know this because I have done a survey of a lot of them. A lot of guys. It's unofficial, of course. But I promise you, guys out there going nodding their heads as I talk about this, and they will be anyway. No more beautiful, unachievable female archetypes was essentially what the Victoria's Secrets did when they changed their marketing approach. Because those supermodels were too intimidating. And they really didn't represent the average woman. And it made me think, as I was thinking about this, the irony of leftists picking and choosing when women can be women. But gone were the models that I mentioned earlier, the Heidi Klums and the Gisele Bündchens. Two women, by the way, who built careers after having the honor of being Victoria's Secret models. I want you to think about what they've done since then. Heidi Klum is on on fashion shows. She's on variety shows, etc. She has built a career around this. Now, I'm sure she was a model in her own right and doing well, but it didn't hurt that she was Victoria's Secret model. And my favorite one was Isabel Goulart. Now, she's a little lesser known, but a success in her own right. And I'm telling you, go do research. Go Google Victoria's Secret model, and you will find a litany, a plethora of very successful women who built their careers. I mean, look, I'm not going to tell you it was all Victoria's Secret. To be a Victoria's Secret model, you're already making it. You're a beautiful person, but it doesn't hurt to have it on your resume. So dozens of these successful women, a record for which this organization should be proud, and they're changing their strategy. I wouldn't change my strategy on Victoria's Secret if you put a gun to my head. If somebody came at me, hey, you're objectifying women, objectifying them into multimillionaire status, objectifying them into being business owners, you know, I would have a list of these people. I would have dossiers and books to show you what these people have created. I tell you what, here's what I will tell you. You'd be hard-pressed to find a failure who's been a Victoria's Secret model. I don't know much about them, but I'm going to make you a bet. I'm just guessing here. I'm telling you right now, there's no empirical data, because there are people out there, Kevin, you're guessing about the vax too, buddy. Yeah, well, I know about as much about that vax as I do about these supermodels. They're not failures. And Victoria's Secret has nothing to be ashamed of with the record that they've built. They're not selling smut. You know, we're not talking about Hustler magazine or you know, they're making porn. We're talking about a company who saw a need, a fashion need, which, and I'm going to tell you, even the most, well, I'm not going to say this, but a lot of women who are conservative, Bible-thumping women, love Victoria's Secrets. I'm just telling you. Now, there may be some hardcore proofs. I get it. They are marketing to the Amish. But there are a lot of women who are out there who you would think are, they're somewhat prudish. Well, they aren't that prudish when it comes to representing themselves, showcasing that, you know, that undercarriage to the old hubby. But these days, Victoria's Secret chose to be represented by people like the lesbian soccer player and anti-American activist Megan Rapinoe. Have you seen this woman? There is nothing about her that deserves to be put into Victoria's Secret, to be marketed for Victoria's Secret. And there is no way that she would earn a spot on the Victoria's Secret team as a model or a supermodel. They did it because she became popular when she was revolting against America and demanding, instead of demanding that women be feminine and what Victoria's Secret represented, they decided to get some feminist activist, a lesbian, who hates men, a misandrist. She hates men. And then, we don't make the same amount of money that men make. Hey, you want to make a bet? The women models in Victoria's Secret make more than their male counterparts. That didn't even sit, didn't bode true for Victoria's Secret, yet they used her as part of their new marketing campaign. And then what about the male-to-female transgender person, Valentina Sampaio? Yeah, Victoria's Secret decided, you know what, we got all these amazingly beautiful females, lactating members is what they call them, right? They got them. But instead, they go, you know what? Let's pull a Chris Jenner, Bruce Jenner, whatever. Well, I forget Bruce's girl name. But let's pull one of those and let's make a Victoria's Secret model from a transgender woman. Oh, just like Bruce Jenner became Woman of the Year. Caitlyn, right? Thanks, Mr. Producer. That's what they did. Some of the most stupid stuff you could possibly do. But their wokeism, sadly, folks, didn't end there. Go to the company's website. Go to their social media pages. And you're going to find women of all shapes and sizes. And I'm going to tell you, we've had this discussion. Women are beautiful in all shapes and sizes. I have friends who won't date a woman if she's bigger than a zero. And I have friends who won't date a woman if she's smaller than a 14. And I personally, not that this is any of your business, but since you ask, I believe they're beautiful all in between. So you got, and by the way, I'm 14. There are women, I used to say this about, what's her name, that girl that was married to the 90-something-year-old woman that thought she was kind of like a Marilyn Monroe. I forget her name, but I thought she was, to me, she was the perfect woman. This woman could, she was a dummy, dumb as a box of rocks. But y'all know who I'm talking about. But she would go down to like a size 2. And then she could go up to a 20, and she looked good either way. Y'all know, why can't I think of her name? She died, had a boy, died of an overdose, but she was married to like a 92-year-old guy, and the kids fought it, and, you know, it was in probate. Oh, I can't. Y'all, please Google that, because that won't bug me while I'm doing the show. I'll be thinking about it. Well, I'm thinking about it now, and I'm still talking about it. But anyway, so there's no doubt that women are beautiful in all sizes. But there's a look of, in other words, you might look at a woman and go, man, that woman is striking, but she's not your type. Now, in some cases, you're just out of your league, fellas. There's nothing you're going to do to get that woman, so you're out of your league. But even if she were in your league, she may be beautiful visually, but you go, not my type. But still, when you're looking at, let me put it this way. They choose models to model clothes for a reason. The way the clothes fall, the things like this. So Victoria's Secret did that. They weren't trying to please everybody. They were saying, this is what we perceive to be perfection for our brand. And you, but everybody can wear it. Well, it isn't like Victoria's Secret only made size 0 to size 4. They said, we're going to get our models to model it, but here it's available for even big girls. Now, it wasn't like, you know, what was that store for all the really, really big girls? It wasn't that. But it was meant for women of a certain size, but come in and see where you fit. But what happened was, despite the company's, as I said, remarkably inclusive collection of supermodels, you can see them capitulate to diversity and inclusion with the body shaming lobby going after them, and so they decided, we're going to go with big girl models.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Victoria's Secret and how you ruin a brand. And boy, did they do it. What a change. Iconic brand that conjures up everything you want to represent womanhood and femininity in a relatively tasteful way. I mean, I could see people arguing that. And look, if you want to be a prude, you want to be a sanctimonious Christ follower, fine. But I'm a Christ follower, and I'm going to tell you, there are many, many women who are strong in their beliefs and have no problem with Victoria's Secret. In fact, they understand it. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about walking around the way models now, women wear stuff that you should only wear behind closed doors and they wear it publicly. But if you, what you want to do in the privacy of your home in terms of your feeling feminine, absolutely love it. Love, love, love it. And many Christian women do, so let's see. I hate when we get all sanctimonious. I'm sure there are people out there going, Kevin, you mind your business. I'm my religion is what I want to do. Okay, you're right. You be you, I'll be me. But since it's my show, it's the way I'm going to talk about it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Victoria's Secret decides to go woke. They've got all these very diverse models, as I mentioned before, but now they got to get a different type of diversity. And that diversity has to do with, let's not body shame other women. Because we've got what we consider to be perfection. It would be like, we have some friends that make these custom bikes. But they don't, their custom bikes are like very goth. And, you know, they cater to that crowd that paints their fingernails black and wears the black liner and all that. And I would not buy one of their bikes. But I see the cool of it, but I wouldn't buy one. But they have a very loyal group of people that buy their stuff. And I'm telling you, they're doing really well. Young couple, under 30 years old. They know their market. Victoria's Secret said, here's what we're going to set as our standard of excellence. And if you want to achieve this, women, fine. If you want to shop at our store, not. If you want to go to Lane Bryant, thank you, producers, for finding that name. Not that Lane Bryant makes lingerie, but I'm sure they do provide stuff because you shop there if you're a more hefty girl. As Hannibal Lecter would say, more roomy. So, anyway, Victoria's Secret goes woke, caves to the body shaming crowd, you know, the hairy underarm leftists that are too lazy to go to the gym and work out, that tell you exercise is racist because if you're doing it for any other reason than your health, well, you're just catering to the fat shaming lobby, blah, blah, blah. You know, those people, the ones, as I said, that don't have it. They need a reason to complain because they don't want to do something and get off their butts. That's the group. And like Disney, Victoria's Secret jettisoned its woke CEO, Amy Hawk, whose tenure lasted less than the time it took to decorate her office, less than a year, because she failed. She capitulated to the era of woke. She bought into it. So where are we? Where's Victoria's Secret now as a brand? They have permanently closed hundreds of stores. They canned lots of management level positions, and this has happened over a series of years, and rightfully so. I mean, look, the writing was on the wall, not for the brand itself, because you go back to the original thing I talked about, the amount of money it takes to make that product and what you were selling it for, and even in high retail environments, which I think is not the right way to go about it, they made money. So there's this lady, she's a model and she's editor-in-chief of Evie Magazine, which is about beauty and lifestyle. And they promote traditional femininity. And she says that the decline of Victoria's Secret was a masterclass in corporate brand misdiagnosing the root cause. Her name is Brittany Martinez. She noted what I said earlier, that Victoria's Secret's marketing beguiled the public to ignore their overpriced and low-quality merchandise, but the new woke marketing put the product on full display. And here's her quote. Instead of lowering their prices or improving their quality, they killed the angel and the entire fantasy along with it. They made a critical mistake many companies have made. They obsessed over their competitors and the media instead of obsessing over their customers. You want to know what the politics of the day is? Leftists obsess over what they think is people want. They obsess over what the media is telling them because the media is just a tool of the Democrats, and they aren't paying attention to their customer. Now, they're getting away with it because they can cheat in elections, but you can't cheat at the bottom line here. Victoria's Secret can't. But one of the things that she talked about was a word that struck me, the fantasy. And it's so true when you consider what so many young girls and young women aspire to be. If you think you can ignore the Beyoncés of the world, or, and I don't know what Taylor Swift wears or Ariana Grande, but if you think you can ignore the sex appeal that these people are putting out, you're sadly mistaken. And I come back to what I said in the previous segments as we've been talking about this. And by the way, this is just a metaphor, because I've mentioned before, many of these companies are laying off, going out of business, closing stores. And you want to know what they have in common? Leftism. They're run by leftists, and they've capitulated to woke. They bought in. Shopping at Victoria's Secrets offered an experience like no other when it came to lingerie. And I know guys who looked into the Victoria's Secret stores just for kicks when they would be at the mall. And the reason why I know this is because I was one of them. And those stores, as I said before, would be loaded with female shoppers of all sizes. You go into Victoria's Secret, it wasn't like it was all size 0 to 4s or whatever. They shopped, big girls shopped at Victoria's Secret for the fantasy. They didn't need to be reminded of their body sizes or body shapes. But you know what we have now? If you say anything about body size, what you prefer or whatever, you're fat shaming. Is there such a thing as skinny shaming? These women lived in a fantasy world of what perhaps was for them or what perhaps could be. An acquaintance of mine, she paints these Betty Boop type women. So she'll take a woman, the husband will send the face and send them with the motorcycle that may be his favorite toy, and she will put a, you know, 22-year-old's body on whatever the woman was. The woman may never have looked like that in her life. But she'll take the picture of this woman young, put it on this sort of throwback 1950s look, and she does very well for herself and her family in building a fantasy for these women. It's what I guess glamour shots kind of used to be. But the left killed it. Victoria's Secrets made women feel like models. In some cases, supermodels. They weren't trying to compete. That wasn't the objective. The objective was, I went to Victoria's Secret and I feel like Heidi Klum. And their spouses validated that feeling. But Victoria's Secret replaced beauty with activism when it started bringing the likes of Megan Rapinoe and this Sampaio transgender male to female. And that guttural feeling of beauty was replaced with an empty feeling of social engineering. As I said earlier, folks, I haven't been to Victoria's Secret in ages. But according to this woman from the magazine who's a former model, she says the store contains overweight mannequins or biological men in cheekies and push-ups. That's what they've succumbed to. Now, some accuse Victoria's Secrets of tokenism despite their attempt at wokeness, because while Victoria's Secret featured a few plus-size ethnic models, they signed thin white celebrities like Bella Hadid and Hailey Bieber. So what is Victoria's Secret's stance on beauty now? I don't have an answer. But I do know is that beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. And it's okay to present an idyllic concept of beauty as you see it. Brand that beauty and then see if the public is willing to follow. And in the case of the old Victoria's Secret, the public agreed. We said, we like what you're doing here. There was no harm in what Victoria's Secret was doing in building this concept of what they thought was the idyllic woman and how she would feel, that fantasy that I talked about earlier, that they build up for her and her spouse or her boyfriend, whatever, right? But then the woke generation decided to blow that up. And in an ironic world, I see Victoria's Secret making lingerie for women in my 600-pound life or 1,000-pound friends. Because if you're going to go woke, go broke, go all the way.
Putting putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.